It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools, once again in studio. Dr. Eller, we are continuing the conversation about fine arts in Sylacauga City Schools. We've talked about the band program and interviewed Mr. Samuel Childs. We talked about the choral program and interviewed Mr. Jacob Callahan. Yes. And now we are talking about the theater program, and we have Miss Michaela Bird in studio, the SHS theater teacher. Good morning.
Good morning.
I know that this means a lot to you because this is kind of your background, right?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. So, you know, I've talked before how I accidentally got roped into teaching theater.
Yeah.
And ended up teaching for about a decade. Loved it. I served on the Alabama Conference of Theater. I took my students to competition. We were one of the first thespian troops in Elmore County. I was the 2012 thespian troop director of the year. And so it's exciting. And I know the impact it had on the students that I had at Elmore County High School. And so, you know, I was thrilled, one, to know that we had a theater program here, but just so appreciative of the work that Ms. Bird has done in her tenure here with us, and just really expanding what already existed, adding in the Trumbauer piece where they're going to compete for scholarships, and then also adding the thespian troupe that they've added since she's been here as well.
That's awesome. That's really neat. And you touched on something about competing for scholarships.
Yes.
I'm interested in that. But before we get to that, let's talk about you. How did you get here? Where are you from? Tell us your backstory really quick.
All right, let's condense this down. Okay, so I went to Troy University and I graduated in 2019, right before the world shut down for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Bum, bum, bum. Okay, but before that, I went to high school in North Georgia.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a stretch. Okay. I currently live in Wetumpka. I work in Wetumpka's River Region at their local theater. And that is kind of how I made the connection with Dr. Eller, is that she worked on the ACT board with Christy Meaner, who is the artistic director at the Depot. And so it's a small world after all, right?
Yes.
And so that's kind of how we got connected. And I ended up here. I'm very grateful.
That's awesome. So this, how long have you been at Sylacauga City Schools?
This is my third year.
Okay. That's awesome. And so you being in the fine arts world, I'm sure you're dealing with Mr. Callahan, you're dealing with Mr. Childs, y'all are all working together. What does that relationship look like from your perspective as a faculty member? But then also, what does that do for the students that are involved? Maybe they have their hand in a little bit of everything if possible. How does that make a well-rounded student?
Well, I'm a firm believer that the arts is a big requirement for someone becoming well-rounded. I mean, we teach such soft skills as well as life skills that even if they are not performing outside of high school, that will benefit them, whether it's public speaking or performance, dealing with performance anxiety. As far as working with my peers, Mr. Callahan and Mr. Childs, I think it's really great because we share students, and so we all are in constant communication and having to work with each other and the ebb and the flow of the creative process. But like I said, we share almost all of our students. Like all of my students that are in the musical are in show choir, so they're wrapping up their show choir season. And some of them are in show choir and in band and are currently doing auxiliary auditions right now. So these kids are like such hard workers, and I am very grateful for their commitment levels.
That's awesome. So you mentioned just a minute ago, what was it that you said?
About scholarships.
Yes. Competing for scholarships.
Yes.
I've never thought about this. And I think this is because you think about like maybe performing with an instrument and getting scholarships, or performing with your voice and getting, or performing on the field,
right,
and getting. But theater is a totally, like,
two of my three children received scholarships for college.
Okay.
In theater.
That's amazing.
I have one that received a scholarship to attend the theater and communications program at AUM. That would be my son, Grant.
Yeah.
And then my youngest daughter, Caitlin, that I know y'all have met.
Yeah.
She received a full ride at Southern Union in Wadley.
Wow.
For theater.
That's amazing. And Wadley puts on, Southern Union puts on some really incredible shows for sure. So tell me about how that works. Like I don't want to use the word rubric, but the scale, like what are you doing in terms of competing? How do you compete and who is judging that? How do you get the scholarships and that type of thing?
Right. So there is a district competition called Trumbauer that escalates to the state level. And at State Trumbauer, there are college representatives who come out and hold auditions for seniors in high school And there are different levels. So a student can take a monologue or a song or a tech piece and really showcase and have time. It's very limited. They have 90 seconds to showcase their skill set. And then they get callbacks to colleges, and then they're able to go talk to these college representatives and get offers to go audition at the college for their scholarship audition. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like a prerequisite almost. Okay. So you go and perform for the representatives. If they like you, you get a call back, you go talk to them, then they give you information to go to their college, and they kind of give you a sales pitch of why you should come to our school.
Right, right.
And so it's a really, one, a great marketing tool for these kids to learn, because campaigning, and we all know that everything is so interconnected, so it's about who you know and getting out there. The answer is always going to be no if you don't try, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So teaching these kids to go out there, even if you don't get a callback, you still auditioned.
Right.
And that's a huge, huge skill.
That's incredible.
I was going to say, Caitlin had several offers from schools. And so even when she finished her bachelor degree, it was because they had seen her audition at South. So even though she chose the scholarship at Southern Union for the first 2 years, they still held what they offered her at South.
Mm-hmm.
So she was able to go 2 years at Southern Union, then take the last 2 years South, get a bachelor's degree.
Yeah. You can't get any better than that.
All on a theater ride.
Yeah, that's amazing. It really is. I just never thought about that. Like, I mean, you think about some of those non-traditional in so many spaces, you know, ways of getting a scholarship. And if you're really good at what you do, there's no reason why you couldn't, I guess. That's great.
And if you think about the skill sets, even that they're learning by going through this process, even if they don't get a scholarship, they'll now know how to interview if they get a scholarship opportunity for another avenue. It might be academia.
Mm-hmm.
It might be sports. It might be something else. But they'll know how to do that communication piece.
Yes.
They'll know how to sell themselves. They'll know how to present themselves, hold themselves.
Right.
So it's all those skill sets that they're learning in that process.
That's amazing. Yeah, I love that. What makes you tick? What motivates you to come in every day and do this with the students and really inspire them to grow in their craft?
Besides the fact that she loves her superintendent?
We know that that is the case. We know that.
I just wanted to go ahead and just, in case anybody wanted.
Clear the air about that one, yeah.
Yes, thank you for those cue cards that I'm reading from directly.
You're welcome.
I think it's a really good question. What motivates me? I mean, we all can attest that there are some days that it is hard to get out of bed, right?
Sure.
But what motivates me are my students. And I know that sounds so cheesy and corny or cliche, but it's true. I mean, I think I'm driven by the connection aspect of what I do. Theater is so interwoven with human experience, and being able to see that light bulb moment for even one student is like my bread and butter, right? Mm-hmm. You see that connection and you see that aha moment, or you see someone who is feeling seen or heard for the first time, and like knowing that your artistic avenue is what is giving them that self-expression, it's the best thing in the world, truly.
There are so many, you know, I just can remember growing up and being in Playhouse in the Park. It was in Mobile, Community Playhouse, and being in school plays. And at 5 years old, I was the narrator of the Three Piggy Opera.
Oh, yes.
And it was my kindergarten teacher told my mom, she's like, he's the best reader in the class. Like, he needs to be the narrator.
Yes.
And I wanted to be in the play. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, but you know, I can remember in this moment, I'm like, why is that happening? And then looking back, I'm thinking, okay, well, that's probably one of the most important.
Right.
I kept the pace of the program going. Like, it was, you know, I was in the whole play, you know. But then, you know, thinking about, you're talking about kids kind of coming into their own. I can remember in the fifth grade, we had The Sound of Music, and I played Friedrich in The Sound of Music. I'm sure you've seen.
Yes.
And, the high note where he at the end of So Long Farewell, and he says goodbye, you know, he goes up. I can't do it now, of course, my voice has changed, but I hit it on the night of the performance.
Yes.
And I couldn't do it throughout practice, and obviously the director was like, you're gonna get it. And the night of the performance, I was like, I hit it, and people were like clapping for me at that moment.
Yes.
And I can remember, just as a kid, that being such a pivotal moment to say, wow, you know, I can do this.
Right.
You know, it may be hard work in those moments getting there, but it clicks. And when it finally does, it inspires you. So, you know, I know that there are so many kids that are finding their own avenues.
Yes.
In so many different ways. And I think that's a great testament to what you as a superintendent are doing, making sure that you have such well-rounded programs in the school system. That's
great.
Well,
it's our job to develop our students all the way around.
Yeah.
And so I'm a huge proponent, not just of the fine arts, but of athletics, of high quality academics, of all of those factors that we need to have so that we produce the best citizens that we can produce in our students and set them up to be successful in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they choose to do, they will be equipped to do it because of the experiences that we've provided for them at school.
Without a doubt. You are spot on. You have some people to thank, I was told. Yes.
I have a list.
Yes. We want to make sure all of your this is your Oscar moment. These are all of your people that you need to, excuse me, your Tony moment, right?
Wouldn't this be not only God, but Jesus for this opportunity?
There you go. Yes. Perfect. Excellent.
So, so these are some amazing grants that the program has received. So big shout out to these people. Thank you. So we received a $5,000 donation to our program from Talladega County Commissioner Morris out of the blue. I cried. It was uncomfortable for a lot of people, but I was very grateful.
That's amazing.
We received a $500 grant from the Silicaca Art Council. Once again, thank you so much. I completed the Art Look early survey, and I received $500 for the school as well. And then the amazing Black Box Theater that we got, which is from grant money from the state.
That's Lieutenant Governor money.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Absolutely incredible changing for the department. And then through fundraising and everything, International Thespian Society Troupe, through their third annual talent show, raised about $1,200 for the program.
Wow.
So we have been hustling.
Yeah.
And I am very grateful to everyone who has seen that, acknowledged it, and then invested in the program. Thank you so much.
It's incredible. Is that all this year?
Yes, this all this year.
It's amazing.
Yes.
That is really incredible. You are doing some really great things. When can people see what you're doing in performance? What's going on? How can people be a part of the theater program?
Absolutely. We are doing Mamma Mia, which is huge.
Yeah.
Yes. We're doing Mamma Mia, and it's May 9th and 10th. We have a show at 7 on Friday and then two shows on Saturday on the 10th. Tickets are available at booktix.com. The link is on our Facebook page. Please go check out. I want to pack the auditorium. The auditorium can seat 816 people, and I would love to have the opportunity to be like, oh, sorry, we're full. Come back later, you know?
Love it.
So I would love to pack out the auditorium, and I would appreciate seeing all of your lovely faces.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Michaela, thank you.
Thank you so
much. You can't
really
say there's not anything to do in Silicon.
You can't. We've said that 3 weeks in a row now.
Yes.
There's all
yes.
sorts of stuff to do. Absolutely.
Yes.
That is really awesome, and looking forward to hopefully being a part of that and
Thank
seeing
so
that
much.
from the audience point of view. You have some thanks to give to a special financial institution around. Yeah.
So we had a need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a need of having more space. We currently house our alternative program at the high school and really needed it in a separate location to be a little more effective. And so I took that need to one of our business partners and said, hey, I know that you've got a building that's in close proximity. How much would you sell it for? Would you be interested in selling it? And lo and behold, they chose to gift it to us instead. And that was just amazing.
I'm amazing.
Yes.
What a great gift and such a blessing for sure.
Yes. So we are so appreciative of First Bank of Alabama, so appreciative of Chad Jones and just his insight and his commitment to education.
Yeah.
You know, he saw the need as well when I spoke with him and, you know, couldn't think of a better way to invest what the bank does than to invest in education because you're investing in the future.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So that was unveiled last night at the board meeting. And you can't get any better than Chad Jones.
No.
I mean, seriously, he's just a good human in general. And what an amazing leader, a good steward of dollars, and an amazing community partner. So thankful for him. Of course, he's done much of the same with us, with the Radio Alabama Foundation in Clay County. And we're just so thankful for that partnership just all around.
Well, he's invested in economic improvement.
Yes.
And it shows.
Without a doubt.
And so we have been just so grateful for our partnership with him. And then, you know, this is just icing on the cake.
For sure. So, yeah, we're excited about that. Ribbon cutting coming soon. Yes. And we're just excited to be good big neighbors here.
That's right.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
We're just taking over the block.
I know, right? It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. Well, that I think that wraps it up for this edition of the Midweek Minute. Michaela, again, thank you.
Thank you so much.
For being here. We really appreciate it. We'll see Mama Mia soon, May 9th and 10th.
May 9th and 10th.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Awesome. And Dr. Eller, thank you for being here.
Thank you.